Atlanta United manager Rob Valentino joins us here as we're broadcasting live from the Atlanta United training ground. Rob, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. How are you guys?
ManCaveStore.com. Rob, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. How are you guys?
You guys beat Miami, which is awesome. Being back means that you guys beat Miami, which is awesome. And when we were up here, you know, we were talking about it, and obviously there was a lot of confidence, and you talked about it being a good matchup. Clearly it was. What was it about the matchup against them that you guys were so able to excel at?
I mean, I thought that when the games get open and very transitional that we could exploit them. It's something that I felt like in the games that we played them before, we've done. Also, it's something that they've conceded or they've had chances go against them and all year long. But ultimately, the big part is stopping them going forward. So, you know, finding that grit and that resilience to bend a little bit but make sure you don't break. And it went our way.
Rob, you guys have played so many games. We talked last time when we were here a couple weeks ago, just how many get back to the wall type games you've played over and over, got it done, and it was so many games condensed in such a long period. Now you had this break, and we talked to Jay early, and I know he's still a little young jit. You know, let's go play this following week, but the momentum part of it, how do you try to keep that team as sharp as they were with this break over that historic win that y'all had that day?
Yeah, that's the tough one, and that's one that everyone's been asking, especially we have seven guys go away for international duty, so you don't have your full squad here, so you're putting all the attention and care and love into the guys that are here. So we set certain objectives with those players that were here. And then at the same time, when those guys start to come back from international duty, we make sure come right back into it, put them right back into our environment and how we can make them feel really good and back into the rhythm of playing games. We met today and went through a gym session really just to get them mentally back into it, get them feeling what that felt like when we finished the game in Miami and even in the home game, making sure they can remember what those feelings are like. So put some different videos on in the training ground so you can see some of the goals we scored this year. I need them to feel that again because you can't manufacture right. That momentum. We there was a break, but guess what? Everybody's got the same thing. So for us, it's about dealing with it a little bit differently and making sure we can speak positivity into what we're going to be doing.
That's what Jay said. So yeah. Jay must have been hearing your message because he said everybody's dealing with the same thing, which is exactly right. I do wonder because we talked to a lot of different coaches and managers and stuff like that, and when big wins happen for teams, a lot of time the focus is, well, that's fine, but the next thing. Do you allow yourself to enjoy what took place, or is it more just a focus on, all right, the next task at hand, and we got to keep looking forward?
Yeah, it's so tricky. I think that my wife would tell you I don't because I've just been like that. I feel like I hate losing more than I love winning. That's that age-old question, right? Yeah. And it's so true because the losses stick with you longer than the wins do. I didn't enjoy this one as much as I felt like I should have. And I did in the small period. And in that moment, I was like, yeah, that was fine. But it was something that was great that we accomplished. But for me, I've been telling these guys all along that, well, since we got in the playoffs, like, they don't give participation rings.
Right.
So it's about now accomplishing the next goal, and that's Orlando.
Is it something similar to what you're saying because of the fact that this doesn't surprise you? It didn't surprise you what happened to Miami.
No, it didn't. I mean, I've been saying it to everybody that I've spoken to, that I have a belief that we can achieve great things, and I'll dictate what I think great thing is.
Right.
Sure. Ultimately, everybody wants that trophy, so that's already out there. Everybody knows that that's the end goal that everybody wants, but our success is not dictated on that trophy. Yeah, at the end of this, now in the playoffs, that's what we want, but success has a different definition for me.
How do you go about, because before – previous best of three. Now this right here, everything is, hey, it's either win or go home. But you guys seem like, not seem, you have been in that situation previous to the Miami series. Is there a different coaching approach because of the fact that it's win or go home?
No, not really. I mean, I think that's been our approach in every game. Even if I look at game one, I knew that we would have a game two for sure, no matter what the result was. So my coaching doesn't change in that sense. The one thing that might be different is that we know we'll have extra time
right.
that we knew that we wouldn't have. We knew that things would go to penalty kick. So now you can look at substitutions and what might have to happen in 120 minutes if you are tied at the end. But I want to finish things in regulation, so my mind will be focused on that and how we can best prepare the team for winning in regulation.
Atlanta United manager Rob Valentino joining us on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy as we broadcast live from the training ground. When Brad Guzan gets pushed into the net, like he did in that moment, like, I was screaming at my house. Like, I was ready. I was ready to fight there. Like, I can't imagine what that moment is like for all you. Like, what's going through your mind when that's happening and trying to maintain composure and all that?
I mean, I was in disbelief, to be honest. Like, I turned and looked and didn't know why he was in the net. And, yeah, I was pissed that they scored. And then I look over and I'm like, why is he in the net? And what happened there? And then how is there no discipline action happening? Right. Like, he didn't just end up in the net.
Right.
Our bench is going crazy. And it just was like, I couldn't have. I've never seen anything like it.
You had to – this is the moment you're playing now, Orlando. Yeah, I mean, we were hot. I think everybody was hot. Cause it was like,
that's crazy.
It may be because – no, it was because he got pushed in, but it was the guy who did it also. I don't care.
Yeah, and then the reaction.
And the reaction, the
other
guy.
But you know
like,
what?
Yeah, I don't like the people.
You know the best revenge?
Yeah.
Scoring that next goal.
Yeah, going home.
Scoring that next goal.
I think I want to ask you about this, Orlando, because you've recently just played this team and everything like that. And we understand the going back and forth between their fan bases and things like that. But they got in. They obviously beat Charlotte and everything like that. What did you see on the film for them, or is anything different from when you saw them play against you guys last in this Charlotte series or whatever they just finished?
Yeah, they've been very consistent who they've been. They've had a group together for a while now. Their coach has done a fantastic job with them. He usually peaks at the right times. What I will say is that in the playoffs, I think you see teams like it's a little bit extra awareness defensively. So normally they're very, very attack-minded. Now you see them dropping their lines a little bit, play a little bit more on the defensive transition piece. So you see guys giving a little bit of extra effort there. It will be a tight-knit game, I know that for sure. So those little extra bits, whether it's a transition moment or a set piece, we know that could make the difference in the game.
Do you have a plan game day as far as what you're going to say to the group before they take the field? Is there a veteran that steps up and maybe says something? Is it just sort of organic and it plays out that day? Like, do you have that in your mind already for Sunday?
I feel like I build things through the weeks and days as I prepare the team, and whether it's a mentality piece or it's a tactical piece. We have so many meetings that go throughout the week, and then as you get to that game day, there's a meeting before you leave for the stadium, and then there's the meeting right before you go out, and that's the messaging. Sometimes I leave it to a player, a veteran player. Sometimes I take it myself, and it changes. Sometimes it's a word that it comes to me, or it's in Miami, I used the man in the arena quote. Mm-hmm. It had been something that had been playing on my mind, and people kind of kept sending it to me, and I was like, it was no coincidence to me that it kept popping up. I couldn't find the way to put it in. And then all of a sudden I was like, no, this is what it means. And I kind of paraphrased it. And I had to put it up there and put it in some highlights because that's a hard quote to remember. So I had it up there. And that was just what more you feel something in the moment, because as the team goes out for the warm-up, I stay in the locker room. And that's usually where my plan goes to plan B, and then I kind of go from there.
How do you get – because the fact that, like you said, guys coming back from an international break, obviously a lot of the work is done. You got the film work, the weight room, but you want to have them on the grass. Do you feel like you lost anything by not having them on the grass today?
No. I mean, this is – normally we have 4 days training, and then we play the game.
Okay.
So because we play on a Sunday and because the way the schedule went, I was really – I didn't want to give them 3 days off, and – I just don't feel like this is the moment for that kind of time off. So we did 2 days off, then they're in the gym today, and then we'll go into our normal routine of how we build up for the week tomorrow.
Okay.
Did you think the FEA thing would take on the life that it has?
No.
We can't say what that is on the radio, but everyone loves it.
Forget them all.
there you go.
I really didn't. Like I said, it's been, like with other things you asked me, it's been something I've kind of held in my pocket, and we've been talking with the staff a lot about it. I showed them the videos of Tom Brady doing it, and I was like, man, this is it. Like, this is where we are. This is kind of how I feel in general. Like, I have that edge on my, that little chip on my shoulder. So I didn't expect it to go that way. But even my mom, like after the Miami game, and she's in San Antonio celebrating with my dad and some friends, and I heard her say it, and I was like, oh, this is something a little different. But yeah, it's if someone can get behind something, I'm all for it.
Sure. I mean, winning games will do that.
Hell yeah, will.
Winning playoff series will do that. Rob, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. Good luck,
thank
coach.
You guys.
Good luck
appreciate
like that,
you.
Man. Appreciate you, man.
Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Rob Valentino there, Atlanta United manager, ahead of the playoff match.